This is right, Arab.
Well, hello and welcome to We On Live broadcast from Washington, D.C. I'm Simon Marks. We're going to be taking a look at stories making headlines all over the world with an intensity of focus, of course, on the situation in Afghanistan following that astonishing press conference being held in Kabul by representatives of the Taliban. Within the course of the last few minutes, they have said that they will not extend the August 31st deadline for the presence of international forces at Kabul airport overseeing evacuation efforts. They can take all the people who belong to them, said a Taliban spokesman. We are not going to let Afghans leave. In other words, insisting that US and international forces can only evacuate Americans and other Western foreign nationals, but not Afghans, including, it would seem, those who over the last 20 years have assisted in the American efforts to shore up stability in Afghanistan. Challenged over the plight of women and girls in Afghanistan, the spokesman for the Taliban, Zabihullah Mujahid, said there are security concerns, but once we have those under control, our sisters will be able to return to work. The Taliban spokesman refused to confirm widely reported claims here that the CIA director, William Burns, held a meeting a few days ago with the Taliban's leader in Afghanistan, Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar, the Taliban spokesman declining to confirm whether that meeting had taken place. So the clock is ticking, and August the 31st is fast approaching. US President Joe Biden, Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and other world leaders of the G7 countries are holding a virtual meeting to discuss the evacuation efforts in Kabul, a meeting no doubt informed by that latest claim by the Taliban. Britain is hosting the meeting. The government in London has said it's urging the United States to extend the end of the month deadline for evacuations. France and Germany too say they believe more time is needed for the evacuation effort, and France is warning that their evacuations will be forced to end on Thursday in 48 hours' time if the US does not extend the end of the month deadline. Western nations are struggling to bring their own citizens home. The situation at Kabul airport remains tense, chaotic. Desperate Afghans seeking to flee the country continue to flock to the airfield, giving an indication of just how vital America is to the evacuation process. Britain's Defense Secretary Ben Wallace said today, if the Americans pull out, everyone else will have to follow suit. Currently, America has 6,000 troops at Kabul airport. If they exit, it will be difficult for other nations to continue evacuations without the US framework. Wallace, however, also said he thought it was highly unlikely that President Biden will agree to extend the deadline.
Well, the Prime Minister is obviously at G7 going to try and raise the prospect of seeing if the United States will extend. It's really important for people to understand the United States have over 6,000 people in Kabul airport, and when they withdraw, that will take away the framework that has allowed us to withdraw, and we will have to go as well. I don't think there is any likelihood on staying on after the United States. If their timetable extends even by a day or two, then that will give us a day or two more to evacuate people, because we are really down to hours now, not weeks, and we have to make sure we exploit every minute to get people out.
Also on the agenda, leaders are expected to pledge unity on whether or not to officially recognize the Taliban as Afghanistan's new government and discuss possible economic sanctions if the Taliban commit human rights abuses or allow their territory to be used as a haven for militants. The leaders are also expected to reaffirm a vow to safeguard gains made in Afghanistan over the past two decades, particularly around the issues of girls' education and women's rights. But it is the evacuation effort that is likely to dominate today's discussions. Prime Minister Boris Johnson spoke to President Biden ahead of the virtual G7 meeting. The two leaders agreed to ensure that all those eligible to leave Kabul will be able to do so, including after the initial phase of the evacuation has concluded. The US president's handling of the crisis so far has angered many of the United States' closest allies. The manner of the withdrawal has strained relations between Washington and other Western capitals, with most expressing dismay at the harrowing scenes that we've all seen emerging from Afghanistan as the Taliban took control of the country. For more, let's cross live to WEON's correspondent Susan Terrani, who's joining us once again from New York. Susan, certainly the mood music yesterday here in Washington suggested that President Biden has no intention of extending the deadline for withdrawal, but he's under intense pressure from Boris Johnson, Emmanuel Macron and other world leaders. What do you think is going to happen over the course of the next few hours, and what's the likely fallout of a decision to end the evacuation effort in less than a week?
Simon, President Biden is facing pressure from all sides at this point, and military officials have been telling the White House that if he's to make a decision, he has to make a decision by today if he's going to get out military personnel, their equipment and weapons by August 31st. So we have to hear from the White House, that exasperated by the fact that many are now asking and pressuring him and asking basically who is in charge and who is drawing the red line. Is it the Taliban or is it Joe Biden himself? Obviously facing a lot of pressure, not only from international allies, but also from members of his own party here at home as well.
Yeah, and that's a big issue, isn't it? I mean, congressional pressure, never mind the pressure from G7 allies, congressional pressure was building last night on the president to extend this deadline, because you've got individual members of Congress, Democrats and Republicans, who themselves are hearing from their constituents and receiving requests for urgent assistance in the evacuation of Americans and some of the Afghan nationals who have supported them. So what's the congressional calculation here for President Biden?
Members of Congress on both sides of the aisle at this point are urging the president to abandon the August 31st deadline, if necessary, to not rescue Americans, but also Afghan allies. Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, after attending an intelligence briefing yesterday, Monday afternoon, told reporters that after what he heard during that briefing, it's very unlikely that the United States will be able to carry out its mission by August 31st. And then we saw Democratic Congresswoman Elisa Slocum write on Twitter on Monday. She's a Democrat. Again, I should say that pushing back the August 31st deadline is, quote unquote, the most important thing Biden needs to do right now to rescue allies. And of course, no surprise, again, on Twitter, we heard Lindsey Graham, South Carolina GOP senator, saying that it's imperative we extend the August 31st deadline, saying Biden can't give in to the Taliban's ultimatum. It would result in tens of thousands being left behind, this exasperated again by the fact that we just heard from the Taliban spokesman saying that the deadline, that, quote unquote, we will not allow the deadline extension, and also denying the fact that the CIA chief even had a meeting with a Taliban representative discussing the extension of this deadline. So a very volatile situation right now for those all on the ground in Afghanistan and how President Biden wants to move forward.
Very much so. Joe Biden facing tensions with allies both internationally and domestically here as well. Susan Tehrani, thank you very much indeed. Susan, live for us today in New York. Scenes of chaos and disorder continue in and around Kabul International Airport as thousands of Afghans are being evacuated from the conflict-ridden country. Hundreds of evacuees could be seen boarding a Qatar Emiri Air Force plane. In the last 24 hours, at least 18,000 people have been flown out of the country. Increasingly desperate efforts are being made by foreign nations to airlift as many people out of Kabul as possible. The Qatari and Pakistani embassies are actively transporting hundreds of Afghans from the city to the airport.
I'm standing at the military side of the Kabul International Airport. Behind me is the line which is leading towards this aircraft. To my left is the aircraft which is there, and people in numbers, hundreds in hundreds, are leaving today. More than 18,600 people have been flown out in the past 24 hours with the help and efforts of different governments. They're now boarding this flight in a specialized Qatari Emiri Air Force plane so that they can get to safety.
Large crowds still surround the airport, full of thousands of people trying to flee the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan. The evacuees on board sat in somber silence as the aircraft carried them out of their homeland ahead of the current end-of-the-month deadline. The Taliban has warned that they will allow foreign forces to carry out evacuations for just one more week.
It is very sad to leave my country, but there was no way without leaving my country, because the situation in Afghanistan is getting worse day by day, and there are a lot of rumors and there are a lot of reports that journalists, media activists, social activists are going to be targeted. So I think it's one of the best, the bad moments of my life, that I'm leaving my family, my home, my career, my everything behind, because I'm the student of master degree, but I left everything because of my personal safety.
I'm standing inside the military aircraft. These Afghans, this aircraft takes them to safety, a step closer to freedom. In the first step, they will be flown from here in Kabul to Doha. In Doha, they would be kept for about 40 days, where their revision of documentation and eligibility criteria would be checked. If so, if they're eligible, then they get to go to the United States. If not, then they might have to return back to Afghanistan.
More than 45,000 foreigners and Afghans have been evacuated from Kabul since the Taliban swept to power. More than 20 people have been killed and dozens injured in shootings and stampedes amid chaos near the airport. The United Nations Human Rights Council held a special session on the crisis in Afghanistan. It was called to address serious human rights concerns after the Taliban takeover, voicing grave concern, UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet, who said that the Taliban's treatment of women should be considered a fundamental red line. Bachelet urged the Taliban to honor their commitments to respect the rights of women and girls, ethnic and religious minorities.
A fundamental red line will be the Taliban's treatment of women and girls, and respect for their rights to liberty, freedom of movement, education, self-expression and employment, guided by international human rights norms. In particular, ensuring access to quality secondary education for girls will be an essential indicator of commitment to human rights.
In their press conference today, the Taliban again promised a different kind of rule to their brutal regime of the 1990s that saw women confined to their homes, punishments including stonings and public executions. But the Taliban's promises are viewed globally with skepticism. There are reports that the Taliban have been going door to door in search of opponents, including journalists.
I urge this council to take bold and vigorous action, commensurate with the gravity of this crisis, by establishing a dedicated mechanism to closely monitor the evolving human rights situation in Afghanistan, including in particular the Taliban's implementation of its promises with a focus on prevention.
The UN said earlier that Afghanistan has seen a sharp increase in civilian casualties in recent months. Bachelet said that her office has received credible reports of serious violations in places that have been under Taliban control. These include summary executions, the restriction of women's rights, blocking girls from attending schools, and the recruitment of child soldiers.
In particular, we have also received credible reports of serious violation of international humanitarian law and human rights abuses taking place in many areas under effective Taliban control. They include, among others, summary executions of civilians and all the combat members of the Afghan National Security Forces, restrictions on the right of women, including the right to move around freely and girls' right to attend school, recruitment of child soldiers, and repression of peaceful protests and expression of dissent.
Millions fearing for their lives, and a humanitarian crisis is unfolding. The situation on the ground is uncertain and dire. It requires serious attention, responsibility, and accountability. We witness a high number of serious violations of international humanitarian law and human rights abuses, which are documented, and most of those gruesome videos are available online.
So, big events ahead in the hours coming up. President Biden due to address the American people again on Afghanistan and to announce, we think, what he's decided to do about that August the 31st deadline for ending the international US-led evacuation process from Kabul Airport. Important decisions for President Biden to make in conjunction with his G7 allies at a time of tremendous tension between the United States, its European allies and partners, and other countries around the world. That's all we've got for you today on WEON's live broadcast from Washington, D.C. But for all the latest developments concerning Afghanistan, stay with WEON. World is one.
This is great.